From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade and hand control over abortion to the states means access to the procedure will be uneven in the United States, uneven across geography, and uneven across income level. So someone wanting an abortion in the middle of a state that's banned it could now be hundreds of miles away from a clinic and unable to afford to travel to one. Lena Murillo is an assistant professor of gender, women's, and sexuality studies at the University of Iowa. She spoke with Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer about the changing landscape of abortion access.
Good morning, Professor Murillo. I should say you're joining us from a coffee shop.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate your patience. I'm in northernmost Wisconsin with my family on a camping trip.
Well, thank you for interrupting your vacation for us.
Well, the Supreme Court had other plans for me last week.
What does abortion access look like right now in the various states?
I'm currently living in the Midwest. I live in Iowa. You know, I'm visiting in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is no longer offering abortion care. Neighboring Minnesota is. Illinois, as well, is continuing to offer abortion care. In Iowa, there is a 24-hour waiting period in effect, which will likely turn into an all-out ban. And so we're beginning to already see the way that the map is creating these corridors of care and producing these internal borders for denial of access to care. And so you're also going to see movement into Canada and likely people traveling down to Mexico for abortion care.
For people who are not able to access abortion, could this decision send the mortality rate higher?
In a country that has fought vehemently against universal health care, our maternal mortality rates are some of the worst in the industrialized world. Forcing birth is only going to make that worse, because at this particular moment, there is no commitment by any politician to strengthen our safety nets, right? Especially when it comes to health.
And teenagers could have real problems. The American Academy of Pediatrics, in fact, issued a statement saying the Supreme Court decision will have what it calls grave consequences for their adolescent patients because they face more barriers than adults in accessing reproductive health care services and abortion. So how could they be affected economically?
All people who become pregnant who do not want to be, right, getting denied access to an abortion is essentially pushing them deeper into poverty. Now, when we're talking about children, you're compounding already folks who are not always able to consent for themselves. And so you're essentially cutting them off from making major decisions about their future. And a lot of the laws that are going to be coming on the books are incredibly cruel. They make no exception for incest, for instance, or rape. And so you're going to see a lot of very young people being forced to give birth.
That was Lena Maria Murillo, assistant professor at the University of Iowa and author of the forthcoming book, Fighting for Control, Power, Reproductive Care, and Race in the U.S.-Mexico Borderlands. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nancy.